Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You've heard us talk about the millions of workers who've capitalized on the sizzling labor market and quit their job for a new one with higher pay. But when you run the numbers, is leaving your job for a salary bump as rosy as it sounds?
So when you're leaving one job for a new job, there's a trade-off. You know, you're trading off higher pay for some unknowns.
Coming up, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter about how much of a bump job switchers have gotten and help answer the question, should I stay or should I go? That's after the break. A hallmark of the post-pandemic labor market has been the Great Resignation, millions of workers quitting their jobs to go somewhere else for higher pay. But how much more money are they getting than workers who didn't leave? And are there benefits of staying put and not handing in your 2 weeks' notice? WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter tackled those questions, and she's here with the numbers. Hey, Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Julia, tell it to us straight. How big are these pay bumps people are getting when they switch jobs?
So there's always been a slight gap between people who switch jobs and people who stay at jobs. That gap is growing, though. As of June 2022, people who switched jobs received an average raise of 6.4%. They saw wage growth higher than 6%. That's data that we have from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. But when you look at people who've stayed in their job for the past 3 months, they saw 4.7% wage growth. So that's a gap of almost 2%, and that's the largest difference between these groups in two decades.
So what other things besides pay are employers putting on the table to, you know, lure workers to make a move?
So typically, people have done things like offered more flexibility, offered benefits, offered, you know, the ability to work from home. That's just part of what our lives are like now. You know, remote work is part of pretty much every job. So it's not as attractive as it once was. The question of pay is really what's most attractive to people as they're weighing offers.
Okay, so there can be financial and other benefits, but are there risks involved in switching jobs just to grab a higher salary?
So when you're leaving one job for a new job, there's a trade-off. You know, you're trading off higher pay for some unknowns. So you know the new responsibilities at your current job. You know the existing work culture. You know the existing tasks and duties and how people are weighing your performance and weighing how you're being successful there. That's all going to be new at a new place. And I think something that a lot of people are thinking about right now is, okay, do I want to be taking on that risk when we have this possible recession on the horizon? If I'm the last person to be hired at this new place, that means I could be the first to be let go. So that's something people are also considering as we're looking at the horizon.
Yeah, but not everyone is picking up and leaving their jobs. So let's talk about people who haven't switched jobs. What are the pros and cons of staying put?
There's the obvious con that they're not going to be getting as high of a raise as someone who's left for another job. You know, we already talked about how job switchers are seeing higher wage growth than job stayers. But people who are staying at their job are going to have other things like, you know, consistency, the potential of future advancement for leadership positions, job security, and those are pretty big pros. We also know that after the 2008 recession, there was a period of time where job stayers were seeing greater wage growth job switchers. That's because employees were seeing that it was harder to get a job. Employers were cutting positions. So people who were looking for job had fewer opportunities and would sometimes take wage cuts or settle for jobs that weren't perfect fits.
Now, for every worker who leaves a job for more money, they leave behind an employer with an open position to fill. And so what are these companies doing to stem the departure of employees?
This is a huge topic of conversation right now. You know, we've all seen the help wanted signs. We've all seen the positions hired signs. But employers are right now sort of reevaluating their own payrolls. They're looking at how they can lure people. And they're thinking, okay, sometimes raising wages to compete for talent can be beneficial for people who don't leave. You know, that's a huge pro to people who decide to stay in their current job as well. They have more leverage when they go into that raise negotiation this year.
And finally, Julia, beyond the personal impact, let's look at the big picture. Some experts say that this current situation, it might not be good news for the economy. What's their concern?
So new research from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago shows that there's an inflationary impact of wages going up. When employers are increasing wages, which as we were discussing, a lot of people are doing right now to try and get new talent in the door, that can contribute to inflation. And that will impact people who are not ready to switch their jobs yet. They're going to be feeling the ripple effects of that change. If employers are offering higher wages, that means the people being paid more will then have more latitude in their budgets to afford some of these higher prices we're seeing all over the place. So it kind of ripples from there, that when people are being paid more, that means they're paying higher prices for other things, and people who aren't being paid more are still going to feel the effects of that.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
And thank you for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.